Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hannon. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Hannon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a pop-up towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Cullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Hinton moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King takes first base on ball four. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. King moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. King moves to third. Howard moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. King scores. Howard scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims fires to third and picks off Harrelson. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez bunts towards the mound. Hannon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sims moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Hannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Sims moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Phil Ortega now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball towards left. Howard catches it and throws to third to double up Sims. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin hits a pop-up towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King throws the ball into Brinkman, who tags Colavito trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. King hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hinton. Howard reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Casanova hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Savarin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Ortega fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Casanova strikes out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortega bunts towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullen moves to second. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Duke Sims. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew pinch hits for Gary Bell. Ron Klein now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Askew moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonzalez scores. Askew scores. Brown moves to third. It's Senators, 3, Indians, 3. Casey Cox now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Luis Tiant now pitching. Joe Askew now catching. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-3 in the game. Savarin hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Savarin scores. It's 4-3, Senators. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Askew and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. King strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Locke now playing center field. Fred Valentine now playing left field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 4, Indians, 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan pinch hits for Casey Cox. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-4 in the game. Brinkman bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Nan moves to second. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Savarin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Nan moves to third. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. King hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 4. the Indians will come to bat. Dick Lines now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-4 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Lines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-4 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Savarin hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lines fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. King strikes out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Senators. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lines fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.